720 WGN, good evening. New Year's Eve, John Landecker, 739. And how do you start New Year's Eve? You go straight to Jamaica. I mean, wouldn't you like to do that? Wouldn't you like to be headed for the airport right now and be taken off to Jamaica? Yeah.
Right?
And then you could probably rub shoulders or forecasts with Bill Snyder, longtime WGN TV weather producer and storm guru, who is with us again. From Jamaica.
Of course. Yes. Of course I am, John. I wouldn't, no other place I'd rather be than with you, my friend.
I really appreciate it.
Yes.
Are you at a resort? Are you at a resort?
I am at a resort. Yes.
So do they have something special planned for tonight?
You know what, John? They actually do. They have fireworks and they have lanterns that they send up into the air. And
it's a pretty cool
phenomenon down here in Jamaica. Yeah.
I know what you're talking
about.
They ring in the new year on a very,
it's very different than what we're used to in Chicago, but I'll tell you what, it's pretty nice. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty nice.
Oh, well, it really is cool. I think Jamaica is pretty nice, period, no matter what day
it really is.
I mean,
the people here. Yeah. It's really extraordinary. I mean, the people down here are just so, so nice. I mean, it's just great, you know, and they appreciate us because we are the ones that stimulate their economy, right?
Yeah. Now, does anybody have any idea what you're doing now that you're with down there in Jamaica? Do they have any idea that you're on a phone back to Chicago to
talk about
the weather?
No. I know. A few people do, but I didn't let on to everybody what I was doing.
So, what do you got for us, Bill? What do you got for us in the weather department?
I'll tell you what, John. You know what? You know that in Chicago at midnight tonight, we are closing the books on the warmest year on record. 2024 will go into the books as the warmest year on record with an average temperature. And again, this factors in the daily highs since January 1st and the daily lows since January 1st. Of an average temperature of near 55 degrees, which is the warmest on record. How about that?
We're living through some history right now.
And again, something. And again, records go back to 1871. So this isn't like no shrinking violet here. We're talking about 154 years of weather records. It's pretty extraordinary, right?
Yes, it is.
So, recently the recent warmest year on record was back in 2012. And then before that was 1921. So it's, again, we're living through some history here. It's extraordinary, right?
I wonder if the average person realizes that it's the warmest day, the warmest year ever.
I bet they don't, you know, and again, it's like every day is kind of like the other, right? Nobody thinks about it as being abnormally warm or abnormally cool. And we did start out with some pretty bitter temperatures back in January of this year, but that certainly shifted quickly. And my goodness, we had a lot of warm days in February. We had 70 degree temperatures in February, and we had even some tornadoes, you know, right prior to Tom Skilling's retirement at the end of the month. It was kind of a good by-present from Mother Nature. But, I mean, every month of this year, John, every month of this year, except for July, has been above normal. I mean, that's extraordinary, really.
I wouldn't have known that this was the warmest year on record unless you just told me a few seconds ago.
Right.
I mean, I didn't realize that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think many people think about it, but it's interesting to look at, you know, I mean, we like to look at history as an indicator. And I mean, this certainly indicates an extraordinary year that it's been. Yeah.
Do you think there's one or multiple factors involved in that particular?
Yes.
What are they?
I do. I mean, I think there's no question, John, that we are in an environment of warming right now. I mean, this isn't a political issue. This is just facts of life that we're living through right now, and everybody's living through it, and that we have seen the planet warm exponentially over the last several years, and I mean, hundreds of years, however way you want to look at it, and that we have seen this happen right in front of our very eyes. And again, like I said, I'm not, we don't want to make this political, but we've seen this happen right in front of us. And again, numbers don't lie, right? I mean, I deal with numbers every day when it comes to the weather profession, and we deal with X's and O's. We average the numbers from the highs, from the lows, and what our average temperature is. And this has just been something that's been going up. And if you look at what's interesting, John, is when you look at like the warmest years, or we talk about the warmest year, the warmest month, or whatever we're looking at, and that is that what's striking to me as a weather person is that a lot of this has happened in the last decade, two decades, three decades, that the warmest years have all occurred in the last three decades. So I don't think this is just a trend. I think this is something that's been happening regularly, you know, right in front of our eyes. So
right, I mean, agree. Totally.
Yeah, it has.
I agree totally with you. I mean, it's science.
Yeah, and I mean, and I know that people like, people like to say, okay, well, when we have a cold spell, and we're going to have cold spells, and I mean, and that's like down the road when we're done with this conversation, I'm going to talk to you about a cold spell, but that's part of the weather climate that we're living in right now.
Right.
Cold spells happen. But when you look at the climate as a whole and just how much we've been warming over the last years, decades, it's you can't lie. The numbers don't lie. They do
numbers
not lie.
Don't lie.
They really don't lie.
No, they don't.
No, and again, and I don't try to persuade a person one way or the other. I just say, here are the facts. Mm-hmm. Here's the data, and this is what we're looking at. And so you do what you want to do with the data, but these are real numbers, you know? That's what I deal with every day. I deal with numbers. I deal with the highs. I deal with the lows, and we deal with the forecast. What we're looking at for the next day, 2 days, or the next week. You know, that's what we do.
So you said there's a chill on the way.
Oh, there is. Yeah, we've got a John. We have a significant pattern change underway, and you know, if you don't like cold weather, then you might want to. This isn't going to be your forecast because. Today may have been the last day that we see above freezing in Chicago for the next 2 weeks at least.
Mm.
Yeah, we have a significant pattern change. You know, we always talk about what happens in the Arctic region impacts our weather here in the Midwest. And that's what's going to take place here over the next several days. We have a blocking pattern, which is going to set up a prod of abnormal warmth, John, relative to normal in Greenland. And so what happens when that takes place is that the jet stream buckles and we get the cold air to arrive into the Midwest and eastern U.S. out of Canada. And that's what we're expecting here to take place here as we get through the end of this week and into next week. And the big question is, when that transition takes place, will we have a snow in between? Mm-hmm. And the models right now are kind of wishy-washy on that. So I want to just say that, you know, don't take any forecast at face value right now because this is something that will be rectified over the next several days. But there is a snow system that's progged to move into the Midwest and the Ohio Valley at the end of this weekend into early next week ahead of the blast of cold air. And right now, and again, I'm not saying this is carved in stone because this can change, John. You know, you know, the modeling has gotten so good today, but it's still the system that we're talking about is still out in the Pacific Ocean. So until the system gets over U.S. mainland, we'll have a better idea of where it's going to go. But right now, it's taking the heaviest snow track to our south. We may get brushed by it, but this could change. So this could still shift further north and give us, you know, several inches of snow. But right now, as it stands, the heaviest snow band is going to track across central Illinois and southern Illinois, and we may get some snow in the Chicago area, but, you know, it won't be a direct hit like it will be for some areas to our south. But, again, like I said, this is something that we got to watch closely because I've seen these systems shift farther north as it gets closer to the event. So this would be, we're talking later in the weekend into early next week, and then, like I said, then some really significant cold air comes in behind that. So whether we get the snow or not, we are not going to dodge the cold. And that is coming. And, you know, January, John, is our coldest month of the year. It's our snowiest month of the year. So the fact that we're talking about cold and snow in January is nothing new to anyone that's lived in the Chicago area for their lives, you know? Oh,
absolutely not. What about, you know, there might be some people still planning to go out tonight somewhere and or perhaps have some sort of New Year's Day gathering that they're looking forward to. What kind of weather are they going to be experiencing?
So the good news, John, is that that much of the area, the rain has moved out. We had a good soaking rain earlier today. And again, you know, if this were snow, we talked about this last week.
Right.
If this were snow, we would be talking about 6 to 8 or 9 inches of snow. It was actually a pretty good soaking rain for much of the area. But again, it was rain and not snow. You don't have to shovel rain. So, but that system is moving to the east, which is good. It's pretty much out of our area. We'll have some lingering cloud cover. But the good news is that for the rest of tonight, we'll expect temperatures to drop because as that system pulls to the east, we're dragging some colder air in out of Canada. So temperatures will drop into the upper 20s, and we'll kind of stay there tomorrow as we ring in 2025. Temperatures will be in the upper 20s to near 30 degrees, but we might get some peaks of sun tomorrow, which is a welcome change, you know, compared to how it's been. So that's a good thing. We'll take the sun when we get it, right? Because this time of the year, I mean, we talk about it all the time. November, December, and January is a time of the year that we just don't see a lot of sun. You know, it's just that's part of what we're used to. And but I think we'll get some sun tomorrow, and we should get some sun again on Friday, which is great. And then we'll kind of watch towards the weekend as the clouds increase ahead of this approaching weather system to see if, in fact, it does stay to our south or if it tracks a little further north. And we might be dealing with a little bit of snow, John. So either way, we'll have to watch that closely. And again, I don't think that the final chapter has been written on that weather system.
Well, thank you so much for taking time from your vacation there in Jamaica to call in tonight and give us the weather. I really appreciate it. And have a happy and joyous New Year's Eve and the beginning of New Year's Day. And be sure to count the red stripes. You got
you know what?
Count.
I will, John. I will count the red stripes. Yes, I will. I will say Happy New Year to you and Happy New Year to all of our listeners out there. It is a pleasure to be able to join you every week, John. I really enjoy it.
Right back at you, my friend, Bill Snyder.
All right,
long time.
Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year.